Earlier this month, the bishops of the United States gathered as they do every year. It was during that meeting when Bishop Robert Barron, auxiliary bishop from Los Angeles, presented a committee report on the Committee from Evangelization. I happened to show a short clip of this with our pastoral council and was encouraged to share it with the parish. So Bishop Barron will be speaking for about 1 minute introducing the report, and then he's debuting on behalf of his committee a 3 minute trailer for a soon to be completed 28 minute creation depicting sort of the state of the church, but mostly how do we respond to those who have fallen away or are disaffiliated. I draw your attention now to the monitors.
I think, as you know, I've directed the work of our committee the last couple of years to this issue of the unaffiliated, which in my judgment is the second greatest issue facing the church today, especially the disaffiliation of our young people. So accordingly, I've had experts come in from all kinds of different fields to help us understand this phenomenon of the nuns or the unaffiliated. So we've heard from sociologists, we've heard from theologians, heard from catechists, teachers, analysts of the culture, etc. And what I wanted to do was synthesize and gather a lot of this information in a way that would be helpful to all of you. So we put together, it's about 98% finished, a video. It's about 28 minutes long. I'm not going to show you the whole video. But it's designed not as a video of the conference to go out to the world, but a video from our committee to go to you to help you with this issue. So as I begin the presentation, could I show you just a very brief 3 minute trailer of this video? We all set? Okay.
So do you believe in God?
No.
I do not.
No.
I do not.
Same here.
Years ago, we could confidently assume that Catholics would come to the institutions of the church, but today, the number of the disaffiliated rises to a staggering 24% of our country.
Half of American Catholics leave the church at some point in their life. The rates of non-affiliation continue to go up.
The church is failing to engage young people. This is not business as usual. There's something dramatic and something catastrophic going on.
Church people are very quick to offer explanations for the phenomenon of disaffiliation, but we don't really have to guess. Lots of people have told us precisely why they've left.
I just never really understood it.
Science took over, logic took over.
I don't feel different there.
80% of them leave before they're age 23. The median age at which someone leaves the Catholic Church is 13.
Many did not know what they were leaving. They simply joined that train.
We're talking mostly about people who think religion has nothing to offer them.
Now we come to the central question. How do we get them back?
Young people want to do something good. They might not believe all the words that they hear the church speak right now, but seeing something good done will speak to their heart.
They will resist moral arguments because they will say, well, atheists can be good people too. But beauty is subversive. Beauty gets under your skin.
A lot of people are scared of going into this landscape, the social media, but the Catholic voice is needed there desperately.
Young people do not want Catholic light. They can handle Catholicism. Holding back on the teachings of the church is doing a grave disservice to our young people.
Every single person is called to be a missionary disciple maker or an intentional disciple maker, because that's the calling of baptism, to fulfill the Great Commission, making disciples of all nations, by fulfilling the Great Commandment, loving God and loving neighbor.
Is this affiliation the end of Catholicism and Christianity? No.
The disciples on the boat with Jesus, there's waves and there's a big storm all around them. Peter set out and could walk on water. As he started to notice the storm that was raging around him, he started to sink and he cried out, Lord, save me. If it feels like we're in a storm today, it's no less than the one the disciples faced. And the only way we can weather the storm is by stepping out of our boat with our eyes fixed on the risen Jesus.
The time we're passing through is serving as a summons to a coterie of catechists, evangelists, and witnesses willing to give their lives to the great task before them. That's the challenge, and that's the great opportunity.
Friends, I'm here to say this morning that ours will continue to be a parish that dares to ask the question and to respond to it, how do we get them back? How do we create a culture of belonging? How do we place Christ as King right here in our own lives and the lives of our community of faith? That we will not settle for status quo and turning on lights and opening doors and blaming everything under the sun for the disaffiliation, but we will be engaged first as intentional disciples ourselves, committing and recommitting to Christ as King. And from there, receiving the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, and making a place for the disaffiliated, welcoming them. We will continue to notice those among us, unfamiliar and new, and will be welcoming them. We will continue to reach out particularly to those who are younger and have not had advantages that many of us have had in previous generations of stability in family and safety in family and strong formation that has been passed on as legacy. There are far too many whose disadvantages are very significant in life. They are not to be judged. They are to be reached out to and they are to be welcomed because they are among us. And Christ wants us to be one of these communities of faith where his kingdom is advanced exactly where we are. If status quo is of interest, this is not the right place for you. But if you want to be a part of asking the question, how do I live as a missionary disciple? How do I live as an intentional disciple? How can I place Christ as King of my life more completely and more resolutely? Then this is the community where we seek to support and encourage each other, where we remember the ones very tenderly who have gone before us regularly from our own parish and pray for the salvation of their souls, counting on others in later times to be doing the same for us. This is the parish that we will continue to be, servicing those who have needs, independent of their own spiritual convictions, as was witnessed so powerfully most recently through St. Vincent de Paul on Saturday, and extending not merely material items from neighbors so that they could enjoy a Thanksgiving celebration that they otherwise wouldn't, but learning names and seeing in them Christ and trying to present themselves as volunteers and members of our parish in our name as Christ, as beacons of hope and beacons of love and beacons of invitation to them. We will be this type of parish, and it will happen because of choices that we continue to make together. And in doing so, we will be seeking to advance God's kingdom, making a place for all, and seeking to lead each other and those who the Lord brings to us ever closer to Christ as King. Let's stand together, and with a great sense of commitment, profess our gift of faith.